The Scarab Swarmcast is recorded, mixed, and produced at Lord Wellington's Beef Trapeze in Columbia, South Carolina. Mostly. Scarab is the South Carolina area role players and board gamers convention held annually in Columbia, South Carolina on MLK weekend for 4 days. The Scarab Swarmcast podcast is hosted by and features many of the Scarab staff and guests. Views and opinions expressed on this show usually come from a random D20 chart or an FAQ found on the web somewhere, and usually don't reflect anything any sane person would or should think. I'm Toast, your kobold announcer. And now, here's your host, John Middles!
Happy holidays, everybody. This is John with the Scarab Swarmcast. I know times are kind of busy right now with getting together with families and such, maybe perhaps getting together with some friends, celebrating the holidays, looking forward to the new year. So this episode's going to be kind of short. We've got some recordings that we did while we were at King Con just a couple weeks ago, earlier in December. So that'll be some neat stuff right there. We had a lot of fun at King Con. I went along with Ruby and Clay and Mary Harbo. I didn't get Clay and Mary on the podcast, but they've been on the podcast before. You've heard them. So we're going to have some of the King Con stuff. And then after that, since the holidays are really kind of about getting together with people and eating lots of food, I decided, well, why not? We're going to share... Clay and Mary are going to share some of their favorite gaming-type foods. And then I've got myself and Ruby. We're going to share some gaming treats, some ideas for some gaming treats, things you can share with your gaming groups, perhaps, or others that you might like better than your gaming groups. I don't know. I won't judge. And we've got a few other people who are going to come on and give some interesting gaming food-type related recipes as well. And then that's going to be it. Everybody go off, eat some food, celebrate the holidays with your loved ones. And remember, right around the corner, in about 4 weeks as of the recording of this podcast, is Scarab. So if I don't put anything out before 2016, you guys have a happy new year. Come to Scarab, see me, I'll be at the booth. You can record something with me, play a little kobolds, play a little who knows what. It'll be exciting stuff. So, without further ado, let's go to John, who is live at King Con. Take it away, John. It's Saturday, December 12th, and the Scarab Swarmcast is here at King Con in Warner Robins, Georgia. We've moved into our second game slot so far, and we've got Pathfinder Society going in full force, of course. D&D looks like it's going crazy. Once again, Mary Harbo, all of her games are going off like gangbusters, as you could say. And it looks like the Mary Steamroller will probably not slow down anytime soon. The Mary Roller, that's her nickname now. We're going to call her that because it sounds cooler than calling her Steam Mary. We'll probably catch up with her a little bit later and see how her show's going and all that fun stuff. So, So I'll just be including all sorts of random stuff that I recorded at King Con. There's probably probably close to about 200-ish, maybe a little bit more folks here, I would wager to say. It's pretty packed. I see a lot of board games going on. There's a pretty decent size miniatures game section going on. I probably mentioned board games, but I'll mention again because it's worth repeating twice because it's just so big and there's lots of them. I think what's that smell? It smells like CCGs all over the place too. And of course, there is the retro NES and SNES section that I've seen. It's very popular, especially with some of the younger kids who I'm sure were born well after those games went out of circulation in the mainstream. All right, so again, John, King Con, Scarab, Scarab Swarmcast. Delicious.
Museum of Indians will close in 15 minutes. Museum will reopen tomorrow at 9 a.m.
So here we are, obviously, with 15 minutes left at King Con. People are slowly starting to fall out or such. And I'm here with one of the congoers that we met and had a good time with. Why don't you introduce yourself? And
My name is Chris Haas, and this is my second year coming to King Con. And I'm a longtime congoer, Dragon Con, MGA Con, Wasabi Con, just pretty much any kind of con I'll go. Love the gaming aspect primarily, but just geekdom in general is just makes me happy. So
awesome. And did you have fun at King Con this year?
I had a blast at King Con. I ran a couple of steampunk munchkin tournaments.
Cool.
So that was fun, and got to play Fun Employment, which is kind of a Cards Against Humanity style game.
Okay.
Where you're trying to put together your resume for various jobs, and you have these cards to choose from that represent your traits, and then somebody, the judge at that point decides who they want to hire.
Okay.
So yeah, that was pretty fun. Then played the Dungeon of the Mad King and died twice, which happens a lot. It's a hard one to get through, but pretty fun. So yeah, it's just been a very good last couple of days.
Well, very cool. You didn't come by and game with us? I know, you were busy.
I know. I had to run my table, and then, yeah, I wanted to, because, you know, last year I played a Fiasco with you guys, and that was a blast. So I look forward to gaming again, and I am planning on trying to make it to Scarab this year so I can do some gaming then as well, so that'll be good.
Awesome. That sounds super. We look forward to seeing you there at Scarab.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. Well, thank you for stopping by. I know you're getting ready to head out because you're tired. It's been
a long couple of days.
Good.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys having me.
All right. Well, cool. We'll see you around.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks. All right. So we are getting even closer to the end of King Con, and I've got somebody else here to talk about King Con. You look kind of familiar. Who are you, and what do you have to do with King Con?
I think he's the one responsible for this whole mess.
I might just be that person. So yeah, Jason Hurst. I'm the one that puts together the convention, King Con, Warner Robins, and luckily I get to have Scarab here to help us out every year so far. It's been great.
We've had a blast being here every year that we've been here.
Yeah.
It's been a great con. This year looked pretty good.
Jason.
This is a podcast.
Go ahead. Speak.
Leave it there. And that's organizing a con. That's what happens, right?
Exactly.
But yes, you've been here every year. It's been really great. You guys bring a lot to the table. I don't think we'd have a big hole in the con without you guys helping out, because we just don't have that kind of support here locally. So it's really awesome.
Well, we're glad to help out. So, how in your opinion, how was the con this year?
Oh, yeah, it went really, really good. The first day, especially, there was a lot of people here, and it was great. Especially the RPG, the board game section was really packed, and that looked really good. The Warhammer stuff was awesome as well. Everything really panned out pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been a really good turnout this year.
And I understand that some people who go to Scarab might actually get to see you this year?
That's right. So I've been asked to go to Scarab and run one of my dungeons I've created. I call it Dungeon of the Mad King. Basically, it's a gauntlet-like type OD&D dungeon. It's usually a lot of fun, where you just try to see how far you can survive. And so far, I think my death deliv rate is 12... people have won, and I'm up to maybe 65 deaths.
So we've actually already got your time slots scheduled, but they're not up on Warhorn yet. They'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the afternoon slots from 2 to 7. This may or may not make it through onto the podcast because of how far I'm sitting away, but I'll just redub it if it doesn't.
Cool. And also to add to that, it's since it's such an old version of D&D, it's very new player friendly. You don't have to know anything about Dungeons & Dragons, how to play a role-playing game. You don't need dice. You don't need pencils. You can just show up and start playing.
That sounds awesome. Well, again, thank you for putting on this really great show here in Warner Robins. Again, that's King Con And yeah, thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
I know you're busy trying to shut down the con.
Right.
And eventually shut down yourself for the bit.
Time to relax. Maybe have a little bit of whiskey and
there you
fall
go.
Asleep tonight. Yep.
There you
That's
go.
My plan.
All right.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you.
All of the wonders of the sea will be served up hot to me. Baked or broiled or lightly breaded, just a thought makes me lightheaded. Could there be a smarter sauce than a bowl of tartar sauce? Facebook, and there I go.
All right, I'm Clayton, and my favorite or one thing that kind of associates food and gaming for me is every time my wife and I go up to Shadowmoor for our LARP, we have to make a stop in at Jack in the Box in Rock Hill, and then on the way home, after an entire weekend of killing whatever is thrown at us, you always got to stop in at the Taco Bell, also in Rock Hill, on the way home. And other than that, the eventual and always gonna happen stop at Steak and Shake whenever we head up to either Gen Con or some of these other long trips with the conventions, especially if Dell's in tow. We're always going to stop in at a Steak and Shake.
This is Mary, and my gaming food, I guess, is pizza, because it's very convenient while you're gaming. You can order it so nobody has to go get it. You don't have to stop your game to go eat. You can eat it while you're gaming because it's not too messy, and it's just good, and everybody pretty much likes pizza. It's very hard to find a gaming group where somebody is going to be unhappy if you decide to get pizza.
Hi, I'm Ruby, and one of my favorite gaming foods is something called hot dish. I learned it from my best friend when I was in high school, and essentially what it is ground burger. You can put onions in it, you can put mushrooms in it if you really want, but usually it's just burger, onions, a can of cream corn, a can of tomato soup, and you put it all over and mix it up with elbow macaroni noodles, and then you throw a lot of cheese on it. And you can either do it all in one pan, or you can take it all out and put it in the oven and let it bake at about 350 for about 20 minutes till the cheese is all melty and gooey and browned. That's hot dish.
Well, I am Matthew, and one of my favorite dishes to make for gaming or other something quick to throw together is buffalo chicken dip. It's pretty simple, pretty easy. All you need is an oven, a dish that can go in an oven, and these ingredients. Basically a block of cheddar cheese, a block of cream cheese, a smallish can of chicken. Just canned chicken is great, whatever type you want. And buffalo sauce. You chunk up the cheese and the cheese and the chicken, mix in buffalo sauce, and basically bake it 350 degrees for until it's melted. So depending on how the dish is shaped and how much stuff you got in there, that could be anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And basically you pull it out, mix it up when you check on it the first time, and the next time you want it to be nice and bubbling, and you bring it out, eat it, bring out some chips, you're good to go. If you want to fancy it up, go for it. I will warn you, if you go too fancy, you'll lose some of the delicious horribleness that makes this such a great gamer food. But go for it.
Hi, I'm Kristen, and I don't think I've ever actually eaten this recipe while gaming, but it's something you can make in a crock pot, so that means it's really hard to go wrong, and I can definitely see this being a nice thing to have heating up while you're gaming, because you'll be smelling it the entire time. So it is a Southwest white chicken chili. So what you do is you take a pound of chicken, about a cup of onion, 2 cloves of garlic that you chop up, one of those little 11-ounce cans, the little tiny cans of chicken broth, and then some seasoning, most of which is cumin, lots and lots of cumin. Cumin seeds, if you can get them, because they'll withstand the heat of the crock pot. If you only get the ground-up stuff, you have to keep adding some more, because the heat over time will just, what is it, degrade it, or however they would phrase that. You put all of that stuff into your crock pot. Heat it up for about 3 or 4 hours. right? Every now and then stirring it, and if you need to, adding some more cumin. I add garam masala too. It's got cumin in it. This is a very cumin heavy dish, and the garam masala adds some nice spiciness to it too. After that 3 or 4 hour period, you take 3 cans of either cannellini or Great Northern beans, drain them, rinse them off, add them in, then add 1 or 2 chopped up peppers to make it a bit colorful. I use a mixture of green, red, and yellow. You have to add the peppers kind of late in the process, because if you add them too early, they'll get super soggy. So only like maybe the last half hour or so. So they get a little cooked, but not like soggy. Some crispness to them, but still cooked. And if you are adventurous, add some jalapeno. My wife is from the Caribbean, so she likes the spicy stuff. So I always make sure I add some extra jalapeno for her, and I just suffer. Then once it's been cooking for a total of maybe 4 or 5 hours, again with the peppers added at the end, it comes out really nice. Your whole apartment smells great. And what you do is, once you've got it in a bowl, you top it with shredded cheese and nachos. It comes out kind of thick, so if you want, you could just spread it right on top of nachos, if that's your thing. Comes out really well. It's thick, hearty, and as long as you don't have to deal with the people you feed it to the next day, things are great.
Hey, it's John, and I'm gonna give the super not so secret recipe that works every time in our gaming place. It's chicken tacos. I know what you're saying, chicken tacos, that can't be too hard, but this is even better. It's in a crock pot. You're gonna get a crock pot, and you're gonna throw about 4 to 6 frozen chicken breasts. That's right, frozen chicken breasts. And you want to make sure it's the frozen chicken breasts, because that works out well for it. You're going to throw those in there. You're going to put in about a 16-ounce jar of whatever your favorite salsa is. And you're going to put in a packet of taco seasoning. And then you're going to turn that sucker on high for about 4 to 6 hours. I would check it after about 4 hours. Basically, once you do that, what's going to happen is the chicken's cooked and all the liquid's kind of mixed in together. You may need to stir it every now and then. And you'll know the chicken's done because you would take a couple forks and you would just shred that stuff up. And you shred up all the chicken. And then you kind of just let it sit in there for about another half hour or so, because all the chicken's going to still soak up all of the juice from the salsa and from whatever liquid came off of the frozen chicken itself. And then when you're done, you turn the crock pot off, open up the lid, and you say, come and get it. And everybody comes in. And what you can do, it's so good by itself. You could just eat it by itself, putting it on a taco shell or a soft taco shell. But I found it also works really well with some guacamole, sour cream, a little bit of cheese. Cheese works on there very nice. And, you know, gamers like cheese. It's one of their staples. And, yeah, that's pretty much it for gaming chicken tacos. Here's another crock pot dish that's easy enough for gamers, that gamers seem to like. You take about a half a block of a big thing of Velveeta cheese, and you cut it into cubes, and you throw it in the crock pot, and you get a can of Rotel, and you open that up, and you throw it in the crock pot, and you just let it heat up. You let it heat up. You could throw some sausage in there. That usually is pretty good, too. I would cook the sausage before you put it in there, but, you know, that's because I don't like botulism and stuff. So you do that, and you heat it up, and then you open that lid and put a bunch of chips around there, and before you know it, half your gamer friends is eating it before you can even get a chance to.
That's it. That's the end of this episode of the Scarab Swarmcast. If you liked this, or even if you didn't, feel free to send us an email at swarmcast@scarab.com. That's S-C-A-R-A-B. Lots of little dashes in there. Or you can leave us a message on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. If you want us to read any of your comments on the show, let us know. Hey, subscribe to our show. Check out the show on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Or you can grab that new RSS feed from our website. You can get our website off of Facebook or off of Scarab's website. Ah, it's all a bunch of internet flibbity-jibbity. So, until next time, when you think of Scarab's Wormcast, think of this podcast. And when you think of Toast, think of me!
Music on the Scarab Swarmcast is by iFi Dragons at ifidragons.com, MC Lars at mclars.com, and Midnight Syndicate at midnightsyndicate.com.
This beat is my recital. I think it's very vital to use the force for good, of course.
Darth Skywalker, that's my title.
Here we go. If I were a Jedi, I could out-rap Buster Rhymes. Going in like Qui-Gon Jinn for the win, I could flow in quadruple time. And at the Canadian border, every time I went on tour, I'd be like, this is not the undeclared MC Lars merch that you're looking for. I could levitate like Yoda, I'd eradicate Ebola. I could pick up girls, literally, even master the viola. I could read all of War and Peace in 10 minutes, entirely in Russian just to say that I did it. I could even catch that Golden Snitch playing Quidditch.
Wait, wrong movie, innit?
Pod racing up the 101, surpassing Golden Gate traffic. R2 on the roof of my Prius, dude, I could FaceTime holographic. I'd play for the A's and we'd win every game, resurrect Mac Dre, do it all for the Bay. They'd all say, hey, Lars is neato, and always let me cut the line at El Theralito. 2 years ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some Jedi rhyme. So I said this rhyme I'm about to say, I fought the Sith and it went this way. If I were a Jedi, bet I'd get all the ladies. I would mack it more than Dumbledore or Leto Atreides. If you try to